what would you call a dog that wasn't any particular breed but just mixed?
It'd just be mixed, I guess. And
what was a hound dog? Was that a particular kind?
Well, a hound had long ears, more or less, and had a scent. They could run rabbits or squirrels or what have you.
Yeah. All right. Do you have to call the pigs when you're going to feed them?
Yeah, you got piggy, piggy, piggy. Minute out. Take it over here and put that oil in.
What?
That's over next to the bell on this cupboard out here.
Okay.
That's your son?
You what, huh? Yeah.
Do you call the, how would you call the cows in?
Well, depending on how you had them trained. It's a cow.
How about the calves? Have any different way to call them?
Not really. They generally follow the cow.
Did you have to talk to them when you were milking them to get them to stand still?
Well, not necessarily. You know, back a leg, you know.
Yeah.
Sit the bucket down. You ever milk a cow?
No. I can't say that I have. I told Ray we ought to get us a cow when we moved out to the country. He told me I'd have to get out every morning to milk it. I changed my mind about wanting a cow.
Yeah, they gotta be milked.
And none of them ever kick you?
Pardon me?
Any of them ever kick you?
Oh yeah, that's fairly common.
Yeah. What'd you carry the milk in?
Well, they had a seamless aluminum bucket. It was mighty good. Bucket was just made seamless. About a 10-quart bucket.
How about for carrying water? You carried the same thing?
Well, they had just a different type. No, what it had was known as a water bucket. It had a handle on it. And it'd be, well, galvanized again. No, it wouldn't be galvanized either. It'd be just a tin bucket.
Never had any wooden ones?
Well, a few well buckets were wooden ones.
What kind of sacks did you have to carry things in?
What,
sacks?
Well, they had what are known as a tow sack. And of course, some of them were cotton sacks.
Yeah. The tow sack was the one made out of burlap.
Yeah.
Yeah.